Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I am your host, Marissa J. And today, we're going to be talking about how I find it funny that at the top of every single new year since, 2020? There's been threats of World War III. Think about it. Every single year before the shit hit the fan with the coronavirus in 2020. Donald Trump did some shit. I can't remember what it was, but I was just thinking about it this morning. I was like, dang, isn't it funny? Because we was just talking about World War III right before COVID hit. And then in 2021, some other shit happened. And then 2022, some other shit happened at the top of the year. Last year, Isn't that when Putin decided that he was going to invade Ukraine? Was that last year? Was that at the top of last year or the year before? Girl, I don't know. But it's been at the top of every year since 2020. And no, I haven't done any research, baby. You can Google it. But we've been talking about, ooh, it's World War III. At the top of every single year, and nothing ends up happening. Every year gets scarier and scarier. So you may be thinking, Marissa, what the fuck is you talking about? Girl, let me tell you. Last night, President Joe Biden decided to implement over 60 illegal airstrikes on Yemen. Yeah, man. He did that. They were illegal strikes. He did not get any kind of permission to do this shit. Let me go ahead and tell you the reason why he did that is because why? We're supporting, we're backing Israel. We are backing Israel. Israel is literally committing war crimes right now. And we just showed the entire world, hey, we like committing war crimes too. And so I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Yes, I am, because it's going to be funny. Houthis, girl, I don't know. It's the group that we just bombed over in Yemen. They said they are not going to take this airstrike lightly, okay? And it wasn't just the U.S. It was the U.S., U.K., Australia was in on some shit. Like, it was all Western cultures was like, yeah, let's fuck this shit up. Do you know what this means? Do you know what this means? Okay, let's take World War III off the table completely, right? No World War III. Right? Let's say tensions are high, but we don't come to a World War III, right? What does it mean when they say, what else could they mean when they say we're not going to take this lightly? Where do you think we get our oil from? Where do you think we get our oil from? Because we've been given so much billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. Our gas prices, they're not super high. They're not astronomical, but they ain't low. And because Ukraine is still fighting their wars, they need oil. So what better way to get oil for both U.S. and send some oil over to the Ukraine other than to bomb the fuck out of one of the most oil and rich places on earth? Oh my fucking God, I hate it here. I really fucking hate it here. Like, this is wild. We are literally living during these times, and it's concerning. This is concerning. And I know every year I freak out. Go back and listen to the first episodes of the last couple of years. I'm freaking out. It's World War III, baby. We finna die out of this. Every year. And every year, something else happens to overshadow the great big huge wars that are going on. So that way we don't realize that Biden is giving more of U.S. taxpayer dollars. Let me tell you something. And because it's not about, I understand, yes, help other people when you can. Be kind to others when you can. You know, I would love to live in a society in which we could have open borders. But the reality is we don't. This is a very violent time we're living in right now. Not so much. And when I say a very violent time, violence can happen in more ways than just physically. Okay. So, and I get it. Past times were absolutely fucking terrible too. But what makes now so scary is that we are getting treated back poorly and treating other people poorly under the assumption that we're doing the right thing. That's the scary part. See, before hundreds and thousands of years ago, when people did bad things, they knew they were doing bad things. But right now, they're doing bad things knowing or not knowing that they're doing the bad things. Right now, when we talk about the upcoming election, I mean, why would you do this? Why get into something like this right now? Right now in Washington, D.C., not Washington, D.C., why did I say that? Probably because it was the last place that got a whole bunch of people. Right now in New York, Mayor Adams is freaking the fuck out because he has been trying to contact Joe Biden and begging him for assistance, financial assistance. Hey, this is a state of emergency. The southern borders keep sending us busloads of people coming in from across the border. We have to do something. Now, here's the thing. Yay, that's cool that these southern states are shipping them over there, because it's like, hey, we're not an asylum place, so we're going to send you to somewhere that is. They don't want us, you know, sending you back. Fine, fuck it, whatever. They don't want to help us enforce keeping our borders closed. Fine, fuck it, whatever. You in here. Cool, we're going to send you to them. So now New York is overrun with which is silly. It's kind of an oxymoron because like literally most immigrants that come to America, at least 100 or so years ago, most immigrants that were coming to America, unless they were coming from Africa, came through New York. So it's just, I don't know. It's just funny to me. But so now New York has a ton of immigrants living there. There is no room to put them. Mayor Adams is like, hey, Obama, so I'm, or not Obama, hey, Biden, so I'm doing the thing that you said, you know, we need to keep our borders open and be nice and let people in. So I'm letting people in and they're coming here because Texas is sending, shipping them over. So we need some money to help set these people up because they're here now. Biden is ignoring the fuck out of him. Biden ghosted the mayor. So now the mayor is like, well, we don't know what to do. So what's their first course of action? They put all of these people in the public schools. Now public school kids are having to distance learn, do online learning because they cannot go to school because there are too many people living in their school because Joe Biden wanted to keep the borders open. And instead of paying attention of what the fuck is in his backyard, he decides to get us into another fucking war. We just got out of the fucking Middle East and now we right back in it? For why? Because we're defending Israel? Israel's committing war crimes. Israel is not doing very good things to people right now. And I get it. They're fighting Hamas. You know, and I'm not saying they should cease fire. They should definitely figure that the fuck out. But the way that they're doing it, the way that they're going about it, they're like, oh no. Yeah, Hamas did this to us, but we're going after all you motherfuckers. That's not right. And at this point, how can you differentiate them from the Germans of 1920? I'm sorry. And I say specifically 1920 because when it was the full-blown Nazi era, a lot of those Nazis, generals and just soldiers and stuff, they didn't really feel that way, but they didn't really have a choice. You know what I mean? Like, their choice was either live and continue to provide for my family and probably live a little bit better and kind of uphold these beliefs that I don't really align with, or I can stand 10 toes down and go and die in the concentration camps with them. Those were their options. So you can't really like, they were the drivers. They were the drivers of the buses and the trains, but they didn't want to do it. Okay. So there's a reason why I'm not saying the Germans of 1934 and 1942. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the Germans of 1920, because that was before all of the fuck shit was really going on and tensions were high and they were already still pissed the fuck off because of World War I and how badly they lost. How are they any different right now? How are they any different? I'm not saying that they need to cease fire. I'm not saying that at all. When 9/11 happened, everybody was ready to go. Yo, they bombing us now? They flying planes in the buildings now? No. And the whole country was like, fuck that. We in it like Bennett, right? Fuck everybody who got anything to do or say about it, right? Even though I don't believe that 9/11 happened the way that they say that it did, but let's just go with the narrative that they're, you know, that they tell us. Okay, fine, fuck it, whatever. We was all in it like Bennett. So you can't really fault Israel for being like, nah, fuck this, fuck that. We going after everybody. But as America, you would think that we would take a breather and say, hey, I know you mad. I know you big mad. I know you super mad. Put a cape on you. You super mad. Okay, calm down for a second. All right, listen to us. Listen to America. Listen to the UK. Listen to Australia. Listen, check it out. I know they fucked you over. We got your back. But you can't fuck over everybody. Like, we'll just go after those specific people. Nah, this nigga said, let's bomb Yemen. Let's kill everybody. And then they're going to retaliate. And then we're going to be in another world war. And it's probably going to be a tiny one. Because it's like nobody wants to bring out the nukes. Nobody does. And come on, a little bit of Yemen. Who would end up backing them? You know what I'm saying? Like, who would end up backing them? Would this be the thing to get Russia and Ukraine to say, okay, let's set aside our differences and join teams to fight for whichever side? Do you think that might happen? What do y'all think? Let me the fuck know. because a lot of people say this, and it really bothers me when I hear people say, well, I don't know, it's not going to affect me none. Yes, the fuck it is. Are you stupid? Yeah, it's going to affect you. It's definitely going to affect. You don't think gas prices is going to affect you? And when gas goes up, everything else goes up. You don't think that's going to affect you? You don't think what your job is paying you is going to affect you? You don't think another lockdown is going to affect you? So you just don't care about it? Like, at all? I just, I don't get people that say that. I can't trust people that say that, because it's like, I'm going to need for the people that I surround myself with to be aware of their surroundings. And if you just don't give a fuck about your surroundings, so much so to the point where you don't even give a fuck about what's going on politically, we might have to go into another world war. I have a lot of friends that have gotten pregnant in high school, and their kids are turning 20, 21, 22, 23 years old right now. They're fighting age. You don't think that's going to affect you? Okay. All right. Because these last couple of generations haven't really seen like a forced draft. We haven't seen a draft in a long time. We haven't seen a draft since Vietnam, to be honest with you. We ain't seen one since Vietnam. Because when we got over into the Middle East in the early 2000s, in 2001, when we went over there, well, when we went over there after what happened in 2001, when we go over there, 2003, something like that, when we went over there, everybody was on board. Remember, we was in it like Bennett. We was ready to fuck niggas up. You gonna fly some planes into our buildings? Like, you really trying to fuck with us? Yeah, so there was no issue at all. But right now, people are like, I don't really think that this is a fucking thing. Some people are thinking, I don't really think that we need to get into this war. Other people are thinking, it's not going to affect me. And then they're going to be crying and sad when their baby boys is getting shipped the fuck off to fight in another endless fucking war. Even if it's not World War III, how long is we finna be over there again? How long are we finna be over there again? How long are we going to occupy? I have a headache. Welcome 2023, yay. Isn't this great? Isn't this fabulous? Isn't this wonderful? 2023, I said 2023. It's 2024. Actually, you know what? It is day like 1,562 of 2020. Because shit ain't been right ever since then. I mean, really, shit ain't been right since 2017. But shit ain't been right since 2020 for real. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Good luck with everything, I suppose. Drink tons of water, you know. It's wintertime. We're about to get slammed with a ton of storms. So make sure that you're taking your vitamin C and D tablets, okay? Fend off that seasonal depression, because it's going to get real depressing, okay? People are getting sick right now. Flu season's upon us. Elderberry juice. You can make a juice out of elderberry and nutmeg and ginger and turmeric. You know, keep yourself healthy. I don't fucking know. I'm trying here, guys. I don't know what else to say. Meditate or some shit. That's it for me. Bye.